Well, hello there, folks. It's Jackie here inviting you to join me this week on Woman to Woman. We have Martina Mulligan, who is a youth advocate worker in North County, Dublin. We'll be chatting about the busyness of life and the ups and downs of juggling motherhood and work and so much more. So join me, Jackie, on Woman to Woman this week. So Martina Mulligan again here chatting to us on Woman to Woman today. Choices are really important.
Choices and
in life.
And
they have eternal consequences.
Absolutely. And with identity, we can look for our identity in things, in people and in work. You know, but what does identity mean?
And in idols.
And idols. So really fix your identity in who you are in Christ. Who you are in Christ.
And who he says we are, rather than who our friends say we are as kids.
And who you are in the family, identity, where you come in the family.
What does that mean?
Where you come in the family would actually, if you're oldest and then going to youngest, it really depends where you feel you fit in.
Yeah.
Because you know some people in life, they actually go, when they go into their family, they're different people when they're outside their family, they go into the family, they go, oh, I'm going back into that role of identity. You know, the big sister or the little sister or the big brother. But that's not who they are.
Yeah.
And I have seen in life, in my own family, I've seen in life, the aunties that are in their 70s, they go into the family environment and the older the only person, the older person is treating them as if they're still that.
The baby.
The baby. And it's so wrong because it's going to who they are, their identity. I know I am. I've put this boundary up. I'm not that person anymore. I'm this. So peers, as you mentioned before, it goes back to who you are in Christ, who you are in the family, who you are as a mom, as a wife, as a sister, as a friend.
And we all wear different caps.
And we all wear different caps.
At the same time.
And the healthy person with their diet, with their lifestyle, exercise. With their exercise, with their sleep, with their community, with, you know, all that. It's so important to be you. Your unique you, not the person in your family as you grew up.
That's right.
The person in your work, you know. Because some people define themselves as just their work.
And that's who they are.
And if they lose their job, you know, in life, that's it. They're over. They go, that's why a lot of people, like, when they retire, who am I now?
Yeah.
And when you actually live all those years up to retirement to start living, and then they go, and they've actually just isolate themselves then.
You know, it's interesting. I saw, we had a student friend of the family who came over for holidays, and she was like 16, 17, very confident young girl. She's the baby in the family, the youngest, but she was very confident, and she knew who she was when she was on holidays with us for the month. And then her family came over, and when her family arrived, her mother and her siblings, all of a sudden she regressed to be the baby in the family again, and they treated her like that. And she just changed. She looked like the baby, she acted like the baby, because she was only 16 again, even though she was very mature when she was with us here. And I thought, how interesting. We you know, our families, we step into that role again of who we are in the family. But you see, we do know that the Lord changes all that.
And then it's just, I'm a child of God. The identity, I am loved. I'm sanctified by truth. You know, so it's just, I am free from darkness. So it just goes into who you are in God. But identity, as I said about the going into your job and putting on that hat, and like a husband and wife at home, if it, you know, a husband can actually feel so confident in work and then come home feeling deflated or defeated, and you know, because they've done a full work and they get their purpose met in work. But if they don't have that respect and identity as a father
at home
with the head of the family, and you know, if a wife doesn't have that, our mother doesn't have that, or a child doesn't, I don't fit in this family, your identity could be lost
and robbed.
You know, so having that healthy of who I am,
in
that can be given for the mother from going back to the childhood of childhood needs being met. You are loved. You belong. You're valued. You are cherished. you know.
And even if a mother wasn't available when the baby was born, for whatever reason, trauma, as we spoke about before, or just not being there, or having to work, or just going through grief or depression, God can restore all of that. He can restore the years that have been robbed once we turn to Him and ask the Lord to restore the children. Because that's His promise.
That's it. Identity, I just wanted to say, the fact of being who and what a person or thing is. He knows his identity. Mm. And how does he know it? You're a child of God.
Amen. Thank you, Martina Mulligan, youth and family supporter in North County Dublin. Woman to woman. Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.